As we know, these crustaceans are very sensitive and they respond very very quickly to any imbalance in the water itself, in terms of the chemistry of the water. So we need to keep that in mind. You have the dumping of garbage, which is a very common practice. Persons use rivers basically as bins. They throw solid waste into the water and it washes downstream, and the thought that it disappears for whatever reason is digested. And we know that it ends up in our beaches and it destroys our corals and etc. And we know that it comes right back to haunt us. So this is a common practice that people need to take note of in terms of dumping of garbage in vehicle, both solid and liquid waste. And here you could also think about grey water, which is another common thing. Persons tend to let their household water just end up in the streams in the absence of soak away or recycling. And this is something that should be considered in terms of practices, talking about our crustaceans now. Apart from being an indicator species as to the health of the water system or the health of the watershed, they also form part of our food chain. And if you disrupt one aspect of your food chain, obviously you're going to affect other animals which does not live in the river itself, which depends on the river as a food source. So we need to keep that in mind. Again, what do we stand to lose? Our traditional fishing, where people normally would do around this Easter time. It's a tradition and people look forward to it. And if there's nothing to fish, then you're going to lose that. And you stand to lose that. We're looking at the religious connotation. You know, at Easter time, people tend to, you refrain from eating meat. As a result, you turn your attention to the rivers. That again, you stand to lose. So it's very important that we keep these things in mind. We want to keep our ecosystem balanced and we want to make sure that our crustaceans are there so that we can preserve this uniqueness about our Vincentian society.